After all the great solemnities of these past Sundays, the Most Holy Trinity and then last Sunday, Corpus Christi, we come back now to that more normal, if you will, serene path of ordinary time in which we just listen again to what we know and hopefully encounter again and deeper whom we already know. And so it is very meaningful and important that as we resume this more ordinary path, we are reminded today of something that is absolutely essential, really the foundation of our discipleship. And that is the call to follow Christ. We should not immediately react as in, well, obviously we follow Christ, we wouldn't be here otherwise. We should really think about that. What does it mean? What does that mean for me right now in this moment in my life to follow Christ? The question is important among other things because probably we all can recognize one moment or a few moments in our lives in which that intentional decision to follow Christ was very evident, very strong. Those moments in which maybe we had to say yes to a vocation and therefore make some changes in our lives, leave behind other possibilities. Perhaps a career change for some, or maybe a moment of conversion and actually renouncing some sinful behavior. For some, perhaps joining the Catholic Church. All those experiences implied necessarily a change of direction because we were following Christ and, as he many times does, he was taking a direction that was not ours. Obviously, not every day is like that. But what is not uncommon is that after some of these important moments of choosing to follow Christ, then we start going through the motions. We, if you will, learn the trade. We kind of know and learn how to be a normal practicing Catholic. We know the big things we need to avoid, know the basic things we need to observe. Routine is one of the most subtle and dangerous realities in our Christian life. We start just going in autopilot. Maybe in that way, we stop following someone else, stop following Christ. No, we're not saying that that makes us terrible people, but we're not necessarily following someone else, this divine person who is calling us to himself. What does it even mean then to follow someone? Think about the experience in the first reading. Elisha being called to follow the prophet Elijah. But think about the disciples, literally following behind Jesus. In these cases, there's even a physical, a visible dimension of this following behind your master wherever he is going. So what does that actually mean for us to follow someone else? It means basically three things. The first one is that to follow someone, we need to be moving. There's no real following someone else if we're static, if we're in stagnation, if we choose or not, but in practice, just want to stay where we are without much trouble. That's not following someone. We need to be moving. The second point is that a person we follow determines the path, not ourselves. We have to trust that person wherever he or she is going. And the third one is that if we actually want to follow this other person, we need to be close to that person. There is no real way of following someone else if we are far behind without any real connection. And all of this, of course, is extremely important when we think about following Jesus Christ. There's no way of actually following Christ if we prefer to be quiet and comfortable. if we're not willing to change and to grow. There's no way of following Christ if we want to have control, complete control over our lives. If we reject surprises and changes, we need to trust Him. And there's no way of following Christ if we're not close to Him. If our life as Catholics is merely or mainly following some rules, we follow a person. We have a relationship, communion with that person. This really is the foundation, the simple core of our life. We follow someone, and that someone is this wonderful divine person who is also fully human, who calls us to Himself. And this is more important and urgent now for us than ever. The recent decision of the Supreme Court marks a truly decisive and historic moment in our lives. We probably won't see a decision of this caliber in terms of protection of basic human rights in our lifetime. After more than 60 million aborted babies, we come to a point that marks an important change and that opens the possibility of even greater hope. Many, hopefully us, are actually rejoicing and so grateful. But as we know, many as well are very bitter. And a church is being attacked physically and verbally and in the media and so many people. And one very important conclusion of this is that we cannot be intimidated. That if anything, this marks our time to step up to the challenges that we face. This is more than ever a time to be more courageous and joyful in our testimony. This is a time to be more loving and reverent to the other than ever, respectful, to show charity. This is a time to also be very truthful and clear. And especially, this is a time to remember that simple truth that we all know. Words are important. They are actually necessary. We need to articulate and explain what we believe in, what we defend. But words without the evident testimony of a life that, while imperfect, is trying to live according to the greatness of our call, those words will never be effective enough. And that's the beauty of our call. To follow Christ is not just a personal choice. It is our mission. And it is out of that commitment that many more who might be confused right now will see the beauty of our faith, the beauty of the truth. Thinking then on all those who will probably have a life, those who have been thought by God, wanted by God. Thinking about those who might be confused and bitter right now and are in desperate need of our testimony. And thinking about this renewed call that we all receive today to follow Christ more intentionally. Let us listen to these words that Pope Benedict said in his first homily as a pope. These words respond to our times in a very providential way. He says, "Each of us is a result of a thought of God. Each of us is willed. Each of us is loved. Each of us is necessary. There is nothing more beautiful than to be surprised by the gospel, by the encounter with Christ. There is nothing more beautiful than to know Him and to speak to others of our friendship with Him."